about Jason Kidd, our new Mavericks head coach, being a weird dude. And some of this is real Jason Kidd, and we actually have some fake Jason Kidd who's appeared on our station a numerous amount of times. But two instances where I don't know how to like rank these two things. What?
Are we listening to Jason Kidd rapping right now?
Thank you. Don't sweat it, everything's gonna be alright.
High school, the fools didn't know how to act. The St. Joe's, the host treated me different. But I was good on the dribble like an infant. And it went all down the corner plan. When you see Berkeley, I was the man.
Okay, I don't hate it at all.
The only thing about, especially basketball players rapping, they always incorporate their sport.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the time. Not all the time. I think Marquise Daniels has actually had some just regular, you know.
I mean, he's no Cole Beasley.
No.
Who is?
Thank you for playing that, Jer. That is Jason Kidd's, what's it called? Any idea?
What the kid did.
What the kid did. Is that a hit around here back in the day?
It was talked about.
Of course it was. I don't know if he's going to be a good coach or not. We'll see. This will be his third coaching stint. But there's two things I think of. One of them being his coach on the floor thing, and the other one when he was an actual coach. And they're just kind of weird. And I guess it does show that he's at least thinking ahead, thinking outside the proverbial box. The one was when he was a coach, 2013.
Brooklyn.
Yes, it was late November. They're playing the Lakers, and he runs out of timeouts in the final minute of the game. And then it's a bizarre sequence. He was a rookie head coach at the time. Mm-hmm. And a rookie backup point guard, Tyshawn Taylor, is kind of coming toward him. And he's holding a soda in his hand. And you can clearly see him say, "Hit me, hit me." And Taylor sort of runs into him, and then he just does this overacted, awkward spill of his soda.
No,
oh,
everywhere.
And then he kind of like tries to kick the ice with his foot, and the ref's right there, and the ref's like, thereby giving them a timeout that they didn't have.
Right.
And giving him time to draw up, theoretically, a play for the game winner. I think it's sort of genius, also sort of weird. He got busted for it. The league saw the one video of him mouthing, "Hit me."
Yeah.
They fine him $50,000 for it.
Also, a coach drinking soda during a game seems a little odd to me.
And he was even holding the soda weird.
Like a Gatorade cup or water? I get that.
Right.
You got a whole pop?
Just an odd thing, but it's also maybe genius, you know? Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
sort of bending the... It is definitely bending the rules,
that's
breaking the rules.
That still falls under the heading of basketball IQ.
Right, which I think I like. The other one was when he was a point guard for the Mavericks. It was against the Hawks. Mm-hmm. And I watched this video. I don't know the year it was, but he advances the ball past half court, and they're just sort of setting up the offense, and then he takes off sprinting directly toward the Atlanta Hawks bench, where their head coach, Mike Woodson, is standing 1 foot on the floor, and he sort of rams into him, knowing that if the coach is on the floor and there's contact, that's an immediate technical on that coach against that team.
God, I'm watching it right now, and he hits the Nas. I mean, he just
guns it
up the left side of the floor. And of course, you know, Mike Woodson, like, what the hell are you
and
doing?
If you watch the replay, he's like trying to jump backward,
right?
And Kidd sort of almost reaches out of bounds a little.
Mm-hmm.
But again, weird. But I kind of like it. I mean, at least it shows he's thinking on a different level.
It feels like all the traits you would want for a wrestling manager.
Okay, yes,
I mean,
agree.
He knows how to
heel manager.
The rules, yes.
Anyway, those two always stood out to me for being odd things that that Jason Kidd did that are a little different than most. We have some audio to play. And the first of which is another thing I think of every time I hear the name Jason Kidd. It's a very short piece of audio. Let's do the parade, Jer.
You're kind of bitter that the Pistons rained on your parade with the announcement today that your name is starting.
No, I wasn't having a parade, and I don't think the Mavericks would decide to have a parade.
Something about the Pistons hearing you're going to start, whatever.
Did it rain on your parade?
Did it rain on your parade? No, I wasn't having a parade, and I don't think the Mavericks were having it.
So he could think ahead and get a call.
Yeah, he can get
timeout.
A tech.
Yeah. Oh, a brilliant, thought-out plan that he had in the back of his head. If a coach is on the floor, I'm going to run into him. I'm going to do this.
But like a common phrase.
A very common phrase.
This is what you get.
No.
You're kind of bitter that the Pistons rained on your parade with the announcement today that your name is starting.
No, I wasn't having a parade, and I don't think the Mavericks would decide to have a parade.
Is there any way we're cutting him short there? Like,
he must have misheard the question.
How? No, because he answered it. Or was he...
Because he used the word parade in...
Was he using it facetiously back to them, like...
Oh, he's next level thinking.
Yeah, third level. Like, the old hit me, spill the soda on the court.
So he's spilling the soda on the interviewer.
On himself. Here. Yeah. Okay. All over like the himself question. And the interviewer.
Knowing...
Like, no, they were having a...
Knowing a decade later, a fill-in morning show would want to talk about this at 8 a.m.
There's one more cut of audio. I don't even remember this one, and I... just, Jer...
Just to separate the professionals from the taxpayers.
Separate the professionals from the tax
from the taxpayers.
So to insinuate that
if you're a professional, you don't pay taxes.
I don't know.
I mean, NBA players have to pay quite a healthy amount of taxes, I would imagine.
More than probably normal taxpayers do.
Well, at any rate, at the unique audio...
But you have to separate them.
...over the years that have been gotten by Jason Kidd has led to some inspired moments from the morning show that normally sits in these chairs right here, and it's led to a handful of songs from Jason Kidd, and the first one, I believe, is what kicked everything off with his go-to quote of Most Definitely.
Most definitely. Most definitely. We can learn a lot from Coach Mata. Yeah, we're a young team. Most definitely. Just gotta win games. Most definitely.
I guarantee that in his introductory press conference or something, he said most definitely like twice. And then it sticks in Gordon's head.
He said it a lot when they would go chase tape. Yeah. That's back when some of the hosts would actually go cover games, and that was the thing that was, you know, they noticed. Like many athletes say, you know, or they might have like a phrase they lean on.
Most
verbal
definitely.
Crutch.
Kids was most definitely.
Well, that never left Gordon's mind, including when he came up with this Jason Kidd hit, Open Mind, Willing Heart.
This is Jason Kidd of the Dallas Mavericks. I have done a lot of bad things in my life. I have fought with Jimmy Jackson. I've had sex with Tony Braxton. And I've even demanded to be traded. But all of those things are behind me now. And after meeting with my agent and Coach Clemens, I want everyone to know that this season, I'm coming in with an open mind and a willing heart. I learned a lot from Coach Mata. Now it's time to start. To learn from Coach Clemens. I'm so sorry to all my fans. We're a young team. I want you to know that I'm a Dallas Maverick 100%. Most definitely.
Oh, Jim Clemens.
It's time for me to start learning.
His one season in Dallas, right? Or one in change, I think.
Really?
98 games.
I don't know. What year was that?
That was from 96 through 97. A nice 28-70 mark for a .286 win percentage.
Okay.
With Jason Kidd on the roster.
Right. Who had to sing a song about the coaching transition.
We have Oliver tonight. I know I'm springing you on this, but like what I think
we
do, of fake...
We didn't know the context on that one, so...
You know what? I think it's just... This was like after a game, and Oliver Miller had a big bucket, and I think this is just basically... the genesis of it was like a ticker clip you hear after a game, and Gordo wrote a song about
it. Hang on a second. Here we go.
All right.
This is Jason Kidd of the Dallas Mavericks. I want to dedicate this song to all the media critics out there who think I don't have a good game because I found something very special in me. Everybody's talking about my points going down, but that is not my game. Everybody should know that I think my teammates are starting to understand. I found Oliver tonight. He's so Oliver tonight. I found Oliver tonight. Most definitely.
Stop it! And you can't tag it with a most definitely.
And to pull back the curtain, as we were thinking about 840 bits for the week, and Ham's like, hey, what if we do Jason Kidd? I'm like, buddy, You don't want to step on that sacred cow.
No. Yeah.
That would not be well. That's a legacy
character.
I found
Oliver tonight.
Most definitely.
All right, the last one we had prepped here was, I guess, whenever he left the Mavericks. I guess I don't even know which time.
Going to the Suns.
Okay, going to the Suns.
Is this the Finley fascination?
No, I couldn't find that one.
Okay.
This is a heartfelt tribute goodbye to the people of Dallas.
Hey, girls, this is Jason Kidd of the Phoenix Suns. The season is over, and what a year it's been for me. It's time to look back now and celebrate my career through song. Most definitely. I came to Dallas, it was really wild. I scored some points and I fathered a child. With hopes for the three J's, they rose and fell. And friends like Anelli can go straight to hell. I'm so glad that I'm out of Dallas, away from nuts like Jimmy and Jamal. Now all I care about is Nike shoe contracts and Tony Braxton's breast. Coach Marta was a senile dotard, and Jimmy Clemens, he couldn't buy a win. I'm so glad that I'm out of Dallas. The city sucks and I hated your team. Most definitely.
Most definitely.
Well, little did we know at the time that he would be back two more times, one as a player to help them win a championship in 2011, and now back as the new Mavericks head coach. And Cent had to give the green light of the hiring of Jason Kidd. They spoke on the phone. Mark Cuban spoke on a podcast. We talk about the Mavs PR train next.